You're not going to believe where these people lived for 40 days. Jules, your guess was kind of close, but unfortunately no cigar today.
I said Antarctica.
Didn't live in Antarctica. They lived in a cave in the heart of the French fjords.
In the where?
France.
French?
In the French fjords. In the middle of France, there's a little town where there's a massive cave. Yeah. Now, this is a cave that's safe. It's not like one of those caves where you've got to be on your belly the whole time.
Okay.
They decided to do a research kind of insight to the brain.
Like an experiment or something.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. They did a research experiment. They had participants spend 40 days living in a sunless cave without clocks. And the study was to study time and how the mind and body adapts to basically isolation from almost everything. Now, there was a handful of people from the ages of 27 to 50. They had 7 women and 8 men. So you do the math, that's what, 15 people?
Yep.
They had 15 people living 40 days in a cave, Jules.
And they had all the food and everything they need, and toilets and everything.
So they had like makeshift porta potties, they had food, and they had water that they would get from the spring in the cave. So they were all good for that. Mm-hmm. They had medical team with them, so they were all safe.
Yeah.
It was an experiment research.
I think I would miss structure of every single, like, I know that sounds very boring and monotonous.
No, okay.
But I love, like, knowing how my day is going to pan out.
With time?
Yes.
Okay, so talk us through. So let's say, you know, you've finished work.
I finish work, I go home and I will swing by, get a coffee, and then I know my daughter's going to go to sleep in a couple of hours.
Yeah, for her 12 o'clock nap, say.
Yep.
So then, it's all timed.
Then I go for a run for about half an hour to 40 minutes on the treadmill. Then I know I've got about another 20 minutes to have a shower, get ready, and then she'll wake up. And then I like structure. I really do.
Nothing wrong with that, Jules. I think we all do.
No clock.
Yeah.
And just waking up at a random time, it would weird me out.
It would do your head in, I think.
A little bit.
It is an odd thought. 40 days, no sun, no sense of time. Now, a few of the participants said they actually really enjoyed their time in the cave and they would spend more time in the cave without time. Isn't that funny? More time, but they're studying
Without time. Not living by the clock.
Yeah. You know, it's like, not living by the clock, man. I don't worry about the time.
It's no 9 to 5 for them.
No, exactly. It's Jack and Jules with your power brekkie. If you're going to go live in a cave, make sure you tell someone about it. Don't be a hermit.
Yeah. Keep people in the loop. Yeah.